Well, Warren, a very good afternoon to you, and thank you so much for giving a dollar a day.
Yeah, absolute pleasure. It was my honour.
Warren, why do you love Hope 103.2?
I just, it is a moral compass for a lot of people out there, and I think what I wrote on the website was, you know, it's a beacon of truth and a lighthouse for so many people, and does such an amazing job in just taking the gospel out to people that may not necessarily encounter it.
Hey, Warren, where are you from? Tell us a little bit about your family.
So, originally from South Africa, but been here for about 13 years, mm-hmm. and I've got four beautiful kids and a beautiful wife, and we live in Forestville.
Oh, wow. Do they go to school, your kids?
Yes, they do. They the fourth, our youngest is at preschool, and all the others at Forestville Public School.
Isn't it interesting watching them go through all the different stages and learning about the world, and that's when you really feel that you want, like you said, a moral compass there to guide them.
Yeah, and it's interesting when, and I believe that, you know, the kids these days, sort of they establish their value set by the age of seven, so it's incredibly important for them to be around the good news, and there is so much, I think, infiltration into the way they think, and to bring a message of hope and peace and love into their lives, it's just, it's incredible.
Warren, well, you have helped us do that today and giving that dollar a day. What would you say to someone else who's considering giving that dollar a day? Why should they consider doing that?
I just think it's an obligation, I think, as a Christian to support each other and to see, because that's all we're here, you know, to promote the gospel and to share love and God's love with others. So I'd encourage anyone who's thinking about it or sitting on the fence, just hop on board and support this beautiful station.
Well, Warren, you're a beautiful man, and we thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
What a great story. 1-300-361-032 to give a moral compass.